It's a weird time in sports because everybody's concerned really about just one thing, if you're in sports, and that is the Super Bowl. The big game. The game of games. The king of thrones. Well, anyway, so we'll talk a little bit about sports right now here on Robin Hood Radio. And when I say a little bit, I do mean a little bit. The Super Bowl is coming up this weekend. 6:30 in the evening on Sunday, February 7th. The 14-2 world champion Chiefs taking on the 11-5, led by Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right. That is happening this Sunday. We'll go to some sports action that happened yesterday in the NBA. The New Jersey Nets defeated the Clippers 124-120. The Celtics, they defeated the Warriors 111-107 yesterday. All right. Coming up today, who's playing locally? Anybody playing? Yeah, the Knicks are taking on the Bulls at 8 o'clock tonight. Anybody else? Yep. The Celtics, they are taking on the Kings. That is a 10 o'clock start. So that is the NBA. Taking a look at the National Hockey League. Who played that was local yesterday? I don't see any of our teams playing yesterday. Coming up today, the Bruins take on the Flyers. That is an 8 p.m. start. The Rangers will take on the Capitals. That is not today. That is tomorrow. All right, so only one team. Only one team hits the ice today. One of our teams hits the ice tomorrow. In other sports, remember I was talking about that incident in the NBA where LeBron James was heckled by a couple of women? Well, the heckler that was doing the heckling has issued an apology. I take full responsibility. The heckler, her husband, and two other people were escorted out by security during the fourth quarter. So she issued an apology. Quote, about last night, to say things escalated quickly at yesterday's game is an understatement, and I want to apologize for losing my cool and removing my mask in the heat of the moment. My husband is a huge sports fan, and we're passionate people. And let's be real, sports wouldn't be sports without a little trash talking. What should have been a quick back and forth between two adults got out of hand, and my natural instinct to stand up for the man I love kicked in. Now, meanwhile, LeBron James addressed the incident in a post-game press conference and said it began as a back and forth before a third person got involved. Quote, there was a back and forth between two grown men, and we said our piece. I said my piece, he said his piece. Then when someone else jumped on it and said their piece, but I didn't think they should have been kicked out. They might have had a couple of drinks, maybe, he said, and they could have probably kept it going during the game, but the game wouldn't have been about the game so more, so I think the referees did what they had to do. LeBron James. And the reason that this comes to point is with COVID-19 and people going to games, it's like in football games. You can hear far more of what's going on the field, and the people on the field and of play can hear far more because there's not as many people in the stands. So trash talking from the fans can be heard loud and clear, basically, on the court of play. So that, you know, that's a big thing as well. All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else in sports, just that the Rangers have gotten rid of one of their players, and that player is Tony DeAngelo. He's played his final game for the Rangers. He went unclaimed on waivers, but he had a warning from the organization about his behavior and an undisclosed incident he was involved in. They assigned him to their taxi squad, but the 25-year-old defenseman won't be around the team moving forward. The National Hockey League's other 30 teams passed on the opportunity to add him when they put him on waivers on Sunday. "We told the player that enough was enough, let's move on," according to the coach. "I felt like this is the necessary move we had to make." They had just re-signed him for $9.6 million, a 2-year contract. They're not contemplating any way to avoid that contract, but instead are talking about finding him another place to play and letting him move on with his career. There you go. And National Hockey League teams, by the way, they're not allowed to buy out a player during the season. An option that would be open for the Rangers would be to retain a portion of his salary in a trade. So that is the story about the Ranger player that is no longer a Ranger player. All right, once again, Super Bowl coming up. A home game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sunday, 6:30 on CBS and ESPN Deportes. The Chiefs versus the Buccaneers. Mahomes versus Brady. All right, that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.